Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I found the Rothschild article. It's up on prisonplanet.com. The headline, Baron de Rothschild, economic crisis will bring new world order, global governance. That's out of the national newspaper of the United Arab Emirates. In a sit-down interview with him, he says, Baron Rothschild shares most people's view that there is a new world order. In his opinion, banks will deleverage and there will be a new form of global governance. But you have to be careful of caricatures. We don't want to go from ultra-liberalism to protectionism. Then he goes on to talk about the world government and how they got their fingers in all the world banking. Now, the general public, I remember Limbaugh 15 years ago saying Rothschilds didn't exist. CFR didn't exist. Now he admits they exist but say they run nothing. And then openly we have hundreds of newspapers with the headline, New World Order, banks to set up world government to control everything. Nothing on Sean Hannity. Nothing on Rush Limbaugh. They will not attack Barack Obama for real issues. They can't. In fact, they say, oh, Barack Obama wants to steal the pension funds. No, 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 no. JBS did a great story yesterday. Paul Watson did an even bigger one at PrisonPlanet.com, saying that both parties are actually for it and giving you the quotes from the congressional hearings last week. And then the public, again, runs away from a threat. Psychologically, they say it doesn't exist. People are emailing us saying we're making it up. We're against Obama. No, we're against taking your pension funds and your 401ks. Okay? I mean, they're openly getting ready to start snatching them and taxing them and not letting them be tax exempt and stealing. The government will take it over and then give you part of it maybe down the road. And listen, we're not going to stop this if you don't get out of denial. The denial has to stop, okay? FEMA camps are real. Rothschilds are real. The New World Order is real. This stuff is real. I haven't even gotten to Rahm Emanuel. We have his book, The New Chief of Staff for Obama. We have him saying that you'll have to serve in the military. If you read the fine print, it's what Clinton proposed. It was Rahm Emanuel who proposed it. It's basically the Israeli model. You have to serve for 3 months. And then you're in the Guard, he says, in the National Guard, and then you'll be called up whenever they want you to be sent to Iraq or domestically or anywhere. It's just a three-month basic training, just like the National Guard training. That's what he says on the audio tape to the New York Daily News. And they say, I'm going to play it later after Alan Watt leaves us. He openly says you're going to have national compulsory service. But he says, what's wrong with that? It'll teach you how to be an American. Now, that was all on Barack Obama's website, change.gov, and they took it down. And we have a video clip of him saying a civilian force as strong and as large, a million man for domestic spying. And Rahm Emanuel's proposed that as well. I mean, by the way, it's a environmental brigade of 3 million, a spy brigade of 1 million, mandatory. College students have to serve in it domestically, high school students. It's Secure Corps, a division of AmeriCorps, set up by Clinton. Bush continued it. It was in the Philadelphia Daily News. We got to go pull that article up from 2002, where it talked about them training high schoolers with M16s in warrant service, checkpoints, and fugitive apprehension. And they're handing out radar guns to the tattletale public and see things that sound reasonable at first, and then it expands. FBI has these training events all over the country. They do it in Europe, too. Come. You know, their feds do. Come and help us track down everybody. Help us fight terror. And then you show up to the meeting. It's been in the news. Well, by the way, does your neighbor have a marijuana plant? By the way, what's your neighbor saying? Are they talking about the Constitution? We have it on video. See how they don't say, we're going to be secret police tomorrow. No, they say, it's for the war on drugs, and then it's for terrorism, and then it's for child abuse, and then it's for, watch your neighbor, what's mommy and daddy doing? I mean, they're really doing it, folks. It's already going on everywhere. They're turning the schools into military academies. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about the newest hydrogen technology available. GasFreedom is an affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil companies don't want you to know. Learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car and experience the most powerful hydrogen cells available. Visit gasfreedom.info and receive $59.95 off of your order by using coupon code GCN. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, for the next hour, Alan Watt joins us. Then we got Gary Franchi popping in the next hour, as well as Ralph Nader. And then Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America to talk about record gun sales. The all-time record in the last week since the election of Barack H. Obama. I want to talk about the banker takeover, how they're openly setting up world government. I want to get into the staged election and how he's using subliminals, NLP. A lot of people are picking up on it right now. How they're fooling the public with their man, Barack Obama. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. I want to get more into TV and the subliminals there and just how dangerous it is to watch television and to not be aware of what's happening. He's got the website cuttingthroughthematrix.com, and he is also a radio talk show host in his own right. Alan Watt, thanks for coming on with us.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here, Alex.
What do you want to tackle first? The economy, the new Bretton Woods, the birth of the world government finally really happening. I mean, they've always had great control, but now total control, or should we get into the staged election first? What do you want to get into first?
I think really... All the elections are staged. We know that when you go down through your histories, and you find in every country in the Western world, since before World War II, in fact, you go through this farce of election. But what you do find when you go into history is that there is an agenda, there is a mandate to bring in a new system, and regardless of the party that seems to get in, the agenda roller coasts forward. It never slows down. When when one party gets in, they never throw out the laws from the previous party. They stay on the books. And so it's a continuation. This is exactly what you find the founding fathers talked about. Jefferson talked about it. He said, when you see the same agenda going on between the changes of houses, he meant the Congress parties, he says, then you know you're under tyranny. And you see, we are under tyranny. This whole financial bubble is all planned. It's a big business plan with steps and stages all written out long in advance and gone over by think tanks to see all the repercussions. Just like a chess game that they've gone through before they even move the first piece. They know every part of the introduction of the steps and how the public will react. So we are being trained to react the way they planned us to react. The new Bretton Woods system, is time now to bring it in. We find that John Maynard Keynes, who brought in the Bretton Woods system, the really top eugenicist in his field and an economist, they're always tied together, economics and eugenics. He said this is only one part of the system. The next part of the system will be introduced a world of service where every individual is responsible to government, and the government will be in, literally in, your bank account, deciding what you earn, what you spend, what you buy, if you can even buy it, etc., etc. This is the next step they're going into now with the new agreement, and it ties together with what Karl Marx talked about, which was the three massive trading blocks of the world under a world government. And the United Nations now is being brought up to its full strength through the IMF, International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, etc., to take over the roles that they were actually designed to do in the first place. So we're going under total cradle-to-grave socialism, where you have a planned life from birth to death. That's what's coming in, step by step by step. This is a 100 years war, they have said, at the beginning of 9/11, 2001. And by the end of the 100 years war, they hope to have their brave new world in where literally you'll have a new species of humans at the end of the 100 years who will serve the small dominant minority.
And by the way, every time we raise that, people make fun of us. That's BBC, AP, Reuters headlines. The elites, the anthropologists, the biologists are saying that they're going to engineer us with drugs and education and breeding and sterilization to be a, quote, goblin-like, that's a quote on the BBC by the eugenicist, goblin-like creatures, and then they'll be these, ethereal angel-like creatures. And you talked about social engineering. Notice they're saying in England, we're going to ban cheap alcohol. Well, that means they can ban any type of cheap food, too. We're not going to address why people are falling apart and being such drunks. We're going to just try to, tax people. Or in England, we're not going to let roadside shacks sell things that we say are unhealthy, like hot dogs. We're going to say what you can serve. I mean, think about how that sets a precedent for total control. The same thing now coming in here. So that's what the national ID cards are all about, is tracking what we do, regulating. First it starts out with genetic screening. Now they're saying, well, we're going to make you have genetic screening, and then we're going to say whether you can have a child or not. I mean, they're really pulling the stops out right now.
Yes, they are. It's total tyranny from every possible angle. Even here in Canada, which is no doubt the same across the British Empire, as you still call it, the Commonwealth, they're bringing out laws to allow police to come into any home they want on any suspicion that there's any chemical containing ether, like starting fluid for your car and so on. In other words, they're giving themselves carte blanche to get into anyone's house under any pretext. So you are looking at a system where you will have no peace and privacy, and you'll be trained to accept that as a normal. And so when your neighbors get raided or you get raided, there's no big deal about it. It'll become a normal part.
And by the way, the British government admits, everyone I know, including myself, who's been to England or who is a citizen there, a subject, the cops just randomly walk up and ask, where are you going, what you're doing, I'm going to put you in a database now, and they're rude to you by design to prepare the general public to interface with them.
Yes, that's right. It's all training. Everything really is to train the public. And We've had 30 years or 40 years of sci-fi movies getting us ready subconsciously for this present system that's coming in now. And it's no big deal because we're familiar with the idea of a totalitarian system where the masses live in hovels and rubble, and you have this massive army, well-equipped, that just go in like the Star Wars goons. And this is how we've been programmed to accept this. There's no outcry from the public because you can train. It is true. You see, behavioral psychology and mass psychology has been so well studied and introduced and used. And this falls in line with what Bertrand Russell and others, big players in their day, talked about. They said that the public will come to conclusions and never know how they arrived at those conclusions. It'll be by osmosis.
And then they value the propaganda they're regurgitating as if it was their own. They hold on to the lies. I mean, I have people email me saying, you're making up FEMA camps, you're making up Barack Obama wanting national service, you're lying about, I mean, and I'm like, but here's the information. They just go, we don't care. You're a liar. We choose to believe you're a liar. Can you speak to national service and how that ties in?
National service, Obama had it up on his own website, the speech he gave, I think, in Vermont, that he was going to make a call for basically national service. He's since removed that from the site, but I have the PDF here. And so I think in January that's what you're going to hear is this call for. You see, they want to militarize the whole of society, and to do so, to get once they found this in totalitarian regimes like the Soviet system, like the Nazi system, you must get the youth involved so they will grow up thinking that wearing a uniform is quite natural and serving the system is quite natural, and that the heavy indoctrination we'll have through the schooling system will augment that, and they'll never break free and see from the outside as to what's actually happening. This is an old technique, and they must militarize the system for their 100 years war.
And by the way, Obama's announced that he's written about it. So is his chief of staff. He's given speeches. It was on change.gov. Then he takes it down, says it's all lies, none of it's true. His followers then agree because they're not ready to launch it yet. Then in a few months, he'll openly launch it, and then there'll be no discussion about how they lied and said they weren't launching it.
There was no discussion at all. And you'll notice, too, what's very interesting is that in Obama's speeches, he never pins anything down into a concrete fact. It's all emotive terminology he uses, which is standard in politics, but he has good scriptwriters. But he does mention certain phrases, catchphrases like world citizenship in his speeches. So here is a president of a country, a national country, talking about global citizenship. And the average person hears this and doesn't really ask, what does he mean by global citizenship? Well, this is the term used by the Rockefeller Foundation that's right behind Obama. And Rockefeller himself has been giving out world citizenship awards to all the big players for the great work for the last 50-odd years.
And he keeps saying, you've got to sacrifice. You're going to have to give. This is going to hurt. And the revolution is giving everything to the government, being a slave, but then chanting, yes, we can, feeling powerful.
That's exactly right. It's a world of service. And this goes back through the World Citizenship Society into the Royal Institute of International Affairs and Council on Foreign Relations, who have drafted up the amalgamation for the Americas. They admitted they were the ones behind the drafting up for the amalgamation of Europe. These are private organizations who take their orders from the Queen of England and the nobility of Europe. And this is their age-old dream, to bring in world citizenship, but not a happy little land where we all play and buy and so on, but an organized society where literally you will not be born unless they have a function for you to fulfill, to serve them.
And they say all that.
They do say that, yes.
I mean, that's like Lord Rothschild, Baron Rothschild. He has both titles, and he's called Baron Rothschild, but his wife on CNN said he is a lord. Again, Wolf Blitzer, who, you know, doesn't tremble before a president, started trembling. Oh, Your Excellency. Oh, my gosh.
Yep. Eugenics is alive and well, and it's actually being introduced now. We see it from the declarations from the BBC, from CBC Canada, and they plan to bring in this brave new world through genetics and social engineering.
Meanwhile, they're poisoning through the water and air and our food. Let's talk more about that when we get back with the always thought-provoking, and extremely accurate Alan Watt.
With Christmas right around the corner and an unstable economy looming, finding the right gift can be tough. Why not give the gift of an Excalibur dehydrator? The Excalibur dehydrator is not only economical, but also fun for the whole family. Save hundreds of dollars by drying your own fruits, vegetables, and meats. Make your own healthy snacks or start storing your own healthy food in case of emergencies, all with no added salts, fats, and preservatives. What a perfect gift for the health-conscious person in your family or for a friend who vows to eat healthier this coming year, even if that friend is you. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Excalibur Dehydrator wishes you and yours health and wellness for the new year.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Free yourself from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Control what you want to see.
GCN listeners, now you can transform your living room's HDTV into a virtual war room command center.
With ZV.
ZV turns your computer into your own HD channel that broadcasts throughout your home to all of your HDTVs. Enjoy any internet audio feed, podcast, video feed, radar, free movies and TV shows.
Anything
that can be viewed in your PC can be controlled from your couch with a ZV remote
with its built-in mouse touchpad.
Plus, the easy on-screen ZV menu provides a gateway to premium content such as online movies, TV shows, news, and more
in HD,
and all just a click away. With ZV, there are
no subscription or download fees.
The ZV is bundled with everything you need to easily get started.
Free yourself from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Get your ZV today at freedomonmytv.com. That's freedomonmytv.com.
Today.
All right, a major veterinary university in Vienna, one of the top ones in the world, found that feeding mice with genetically engineered maize developed by the U.S.-based Monsanto Corporation will lower fertility and body weight, according to a study conducted by the University of Veterinary Medicine in Vienna, presented Tuesday. In the study, mice fed with the NK603X Mono 810 sweet corn variety over a period of 20 weeks showed a smaller litter size and lighter offspring than mice fed with non-engineered maize. And then they go into the statistical difference being massive and also how many of them were sterile. I'm going to cover more of this later. We're being murdered. I mean, it's a economic genocide, economic annihilation, consolidation. They are poisoning us. They are killing us. This is in all their documents. And, again, the public, we've been right about everything, Alan. Everything we said is coming true. We're only reading their own documents, and still a lot of people just refuse to listen and laugh.
Yes. Again, it's a perfect conditioning from birth onwards, mainly through media and so on. Brzezinski did hit the nail on the head when he said that shortly the public will be unable to reason for themselves. All their opinions will be given to them, fed to them by the media through television and electronic
media. And he recently said that again. The arrogance, he said, you're dumb, and laughed at the public. They enjoy it. Go ahead.
Well, it's true, and it is perfect conditioning. It works very well. And you see, the average person will look to others, especially young people, they look to older people for signs of alarm. And if there's no signs of alarm coming from the adults, the child will think everything is just fine. And, of course, the media will augment that and tell them that you're living in the greatest time ever. Look at all the toys you have fun, and there's nothing to worry about. But you're quite right. I've got a link to a CBC Canada documentary on the infertility in males, and it's astonishing. They've known this for 50 years, how we're plummeting, and literally two men out of every 10 young men in college now are almost sterile. I mean, two are fertile. The rest are sterile pretty well. You have 85% immotility.
That's called the vanishing male.
The vanishing male. And that's only one study. But isn't it amazing that everything that's happened has been directed at the male to make him sterile?
Well, they know what they're saying. Those aren't males because it's the male hormones that also trigger the brain and the different psychological developments we're meant to have. Instead, we have gelded, effeminate men. I mean, I'm not even attacking these men. I feel sorry for you. There's a reason you want to wear lipstick. There's a reason you desire other men. You have been hit hard by the New World Order.
Yes, and when you go back to the League of Nations, which was the birth of the United Nations, really, the Department of Population Control said at the time they'd have to target the white Western male because he was the most aggressive. He would stand up against their plans. He'd fight their plans, and therefore they'd have to neutralize him. Well, guess what? They've actually done it.
They have. He's a pathetic creature. He believes manliness is grunting and acting tough and going to a football game and never defending his republic or never being informed.
That's correct. That's correct. And they are effeminate. There's no doubt about it. And Carl quickly mentioned that these physical changes back in the 1960s. And we know that the hospital reports, too, noticed in females, their hips were becoming suddenly, very suddenly, within a 10-year span, they were becoming narrower, they were having problems with childbirth, because they're also targeted, but the male more so, he's definitely pretty well sterile now. He's neutered. Yeah.
That black op went well, but now they're going to get into more intense soft kills. I mean, they have to slowly ratchet up the cancer and the diabetes, but now it's 3,000-4,000% up. The mass death now, we're getting very comfortable with our deaths.
What we find during World War II, when Canada actually led the world in bacterial warfare and viral warfare, they also had world meetings during World War II to deal with a post-war society. And they said they'd have to target the males, and they wanted to reduce the population drastically. They said that the World War would not kill enough young men off. Now, in fact, the King of England was the one who authorized this study. And the
Royal Commission on Population.
Yes, and what they did was they said they'd take down the third world countries, mainly Africa, quickly because they were powerless. No one would stand up for them. They had no voice, and no one really cared. Whereas the Western world, they'd have to bring in degenerative disability or debilitating diseases. And that's what we have. Since from the 50s, 60s onwards, we've suddenly had these chronic illnesses.
Yeah, they hard kill the blacks and they soft kill the Western whites.
Yes.
And then a lot of racist whites go, yeah, they're killing those blacks. Hey, pal, they're killing you too, okay? Alan, we're going to come back. Just riveting info. By the way, everything he's telling you is documented. He has it up on his website. I have it on my website, my films, and films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. I'm going to make a whole film just on how they're killing us. And that goes for you, the cops enforcing this, the bureaucrats, all of us. I'm sorry to have to give you the reality. We are being murdered by these people right now. It's called soft kill.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If a low credit score is keeping you from getting the car, home, business loan, or credit cards you deserve, this message is for you. RadioCreditSecrets.com can show you how to raise your credit score up to 249 points in the next 90 days or less. RadioCreditSecrets.com has successfully shown others how to pay off their overdue bills for as little as 30 cents on the dollar. Also included are three credit strategies attorneys and credit repair companies don't want you to know about. This alone could save you up to $1,000 and show you the inside secrets to legally remove negative items from your credit file and raise your score fast. Learn the secrets that banks, credit bureaus, and collection agencies don't want you to know. All this 100% risk-free. Go to RadioCreditSecrets.com. That's RadioCreditSecrets.com. Or call 801-325-5152. That's 801-325-5152.
This message has been brought to you by RadioCreditSecrets.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
Now, see, even a song like this can be used for propaganda. Because in the name of world peace and world unity, they're bringing in world tyranny and world eugenics. So there's nowhere to run. Nowhere to hide. But nowhere is worse than the United States and Western Europe, Canada, Australia, New Zealand. It's all the same laws, the same names, the same bureaucracy, web censorship coming in. It's all happening. A host of subjects I want to cover with Alan Watt. Take a few calls for him, too, before he leaves us at 1-800-259-9231, specifically for our guests, but he can speak to any issue. Alan, I interrupted you there at the break. Get into the program of hard-killing the blacks versus soft-killing people in the United States, and now where this agenda is going.
Yeah, what they realized is that if they could make people ineligible for marriage partners or long-term mating by debilitating diseases, then that would help solve part of the problem. And sure enough, we find out that in the Western world, we have what used to be called aging diseases are hitting the very young now. You have juvenile arthritis. It's quite common. It's from the inoculations. And things like that, Epstein-Barr syndrome, all of these things suddenly broke out around the same period of time. And when people are lethargic and they're no fun at the parties, then they don't go out much and they end up being ineligible for a good mating.
And there's now even juvenile brain-wasting diseases like Alzheimer's.
Yes, we've noticed this, and autism has gone from 1 in 25,000 to 1 in 150, and it's now normal to have a 1 in 150. This is through inoculations. It's designed targeting of specific age groups and genders and so on.
And anybody that doubts they're criminals, they lie all over the world and say it's the law to take the shots when it's not the law to take the shots. So, again, that's an illustration just of how bankrupt this government is.
It is. We are run, as I say, by stealth, and it's all covert. We're never told the truth. You cannot tell the children the truth, and the truth is the children would be very upset if mommy and daddy were killing them, and so mommy and daddy must pretend that everything out there is for your own benefit and it's there to help you. That's how you deal with animals when you put them to sleep. You don't scare the animal. You take him in nice and quiet, and you inject him quietly, and he dies quietly. We are the children, and these big bad wolves at the top are deadly serious, and they have been doing it. And that's the impasse that most people have when you try to
inform them. That's what Joseph Goebbels' wife, when she brought the, she said, it's medicine. And the older one knew she was being murdered, and she said, no, mommy. She said, it's your medicine. I love you. I'm the government. Please continue.
Yes, and that is the trick of it. You can't tell the children you're killing them. You're taught the government is the big paternal factor in all of this. It's there for your own good. And they've trained the people to obey government without question. You know, every inoculation is given by faith from the people who come in to get the inoculation, by the doctor or the nurse who gives it. They have no ability to analyze it for themselves. What it says on that file is what they believe. And yet I have never met anyone who's had a tour of a vaccine factory. In fact, one of the biggest vaccine factories in Canada is Baxter Laboratories. Baxter Laboratories used to be part of IG Farben. And we know what they were up to. They created the war machine for the Nazi regime.
Well, that's like Bayer knowingly shipping out to over a million people HIV and hepatitis-filled shots, and the documents came out. They did it on purpose.
They did it on purpose. We had a little blurb on a CBC documentary, Canada, which is the BBC of Canada, and they admitted to the World Health Organization they'd sterilized millions of women in Africa and India with a fake tetanus shot that was bioengineered, warfare planned, engineered to attach itself to a hormone, go straight to the ovaries, and cause massive inflammation and sclerosis.
But see, that's too scary for the public to admit, so they won't check it out and find out it's true. They'll just keep taking their injections.
Yes, they will. We are at a stage now where those who are gone are literally, truly gone, and we have to accept there's going to be these massive losses in this war. It's a war that's quiet, it's silent, but there's massive losses, and we cannot allow ourselves to be overwhelmed by how massive it all is.
That's what Colonel Alexander calls it, silent weapons for quiet wars.
That's right. That is right.
So quietly how they put the pillow over the child's face and smother them lovingly.
Oh, yes, that's right. And it's difficult. See, the average person will go into, they'll shut down. Their minds will close into, and they'll withdraw into a catatonic state if they suddenly allow themselves to accept the facts and the evidence. And that is why they generally choose not to know. It's too terrifying for them. Once you know, you have to take action. You see, that's what's mandatory. And they know that. What are you going to do when you realize there are people in this world, lots of them, and lots of employees working for the elites, working on methods to kill you off by all kinds of nasty diseases? You can't negotiate with mass murderers. You cannot grab a serial killer in the middle of a spree and say, please stop doing this. You see, we'd have to deal with this, and that's something no one wants to question and bring up.
Well, when I speak to crowds of people that don't know who I am or who are hostile, I just say to them, you know about black men in Tuskegee and letting them die of syphilis over 45 years and spreading it to tens of thousands? Yeah. And they say, yeah, we know about that. Do you know about the atomic soldiers, how they had to march into the bomb blast, you know, crater minutes after, knowing it was going to kill them? They wanted to, you know, yeah, we know about that. Okay, do you now know that they knew Agent Orange was going to sterilize and kill people? Yeah, we know about that. Okay, well, you do know about how they irradiated some foster children. No, we didn't know that. Well, did you know? And then you can go down into the horrors, and that was all the black op government creating and testing the cadres of army officers Army and Navy and Marine Corps and private corporate doctors that believe this and would go along with it. And I've studied Henry Paulson, Treasury Secretary, the new Fed chairman. All of them are part of Nature Conservancy. They all give anti-human speeches. They all talk about population reduction. Bill Gates, his father, the head of Planned Parenthood, giving money to eugenics. I mean, when you look at these people, I mean, that's their ideology. They believe they're saving the earth by doing this. And but meanwhile, they're really cross-species genetic engineering and doing things that are destroying the environment. Can you explain from your deep study, Alan Watt, which I really respect? I mean, I really believe you can teach me something here. Hold on one second. I want to ask the question. Alan Watt, can you explain to me how they say they're killing the majority of us and soft-killing us and how beautiful and wonderful their work is and how disgusting and evil we are and how we deserve to die? How they claim they're doing this all for the environment, meanwhile, they say they're playing God and that no mutation is a bad mutation, that it's all natural because they're doing this through evolution. They're an expression of evolution. And they constantly talk about destroying the planet, killing everyone. I mean, when you finally get to the higher levels, they admit that they are playing God and that they want to destroy creation. So you've got their servants that believe they're killing everybody with a soft kill to save the earth. But then at the top, they actually, what makes them tick? Go ahead.
It is a religion with them. There's no doubt. They do believe that a long time ago there was an evolution in the species and that they have proven that they are part of the most advanced creatures who've ever been born and lived. By the very fact of their own personal family histories, the fact that they have amassed incredible wealth down through centuries and held onto it, that's the key, is the ability for your offspring to take over that wealth and hold onto it. So they've proven, and plus they have selective breeding where they have their mates matched up for them from other powerful families. This is how they rationalize it amongst themselves, that they are the proof, the living proof, that they are part of the last great leap forward and they have the right to rule the lesser types. When you look into the religion of very high Freemasonry, not the lower level stuff, but the high Freemasonry, which again is full of eugenic theory, you find that the elite talk about this. They believe that when you come through a new age, and these ages are 25,500 years or so long, a great age, a Platonic year, they call it, because Plato talked about it too. He belonged to the ancient secret societies. And they believe, just like the Hindus do, and it really is from the Hindu religion, that all the lesser types must be killed off. Now, that's also part of the Darwinian theory, which is nothing but Hinduism dressed up. If you allow the lesser types to come through into the new age, they will bring down those advanced types, so they must be killed off to the last man. That's a true belief with them, a very firm belief. Now, meanwhile, they have set up cryogenic systems across the planet. The World Wildlife Fund has three arcs across the world where they have all kinds of cells of all living materials and animals and insects in cryogenic.
That's it. They're going to destroy the planet to bring in the tyranny, and then they will rebuild it, and through that crisis, use that as the cover to exterminate us. And you're absolutely right, Alan, and I want you to continue here in a moment. The First Barons of Banking, the big newspaper out of the United Arab Emirates, it talks about the World Bank's meeting there last week to set up the new international order. And he talks about global governance, a new world order's taking over now. But then the rest of his interview is about how families maintain wealth and how that is their supreme victory, is that they carried on the wealth genetically and that they didn't let their children become decadent. And so he's saying he's most proud of the dynasty holding the wealth and expanding the power, not losing it. So people always ask how you have old elites, or they say, I can't even balance my checkbook. How do they organize this? Well, that's why they're in control. And they believe because they, like they say in film that was put out, Apocalypse Now, where he talks about the beauty of being willing to chop little children's arms off.
Yeah.
You know, the strength, the diamond bullet. Now, please continue. You were getting to the point of the cryogenic arcs with the seed and animal banks, the deep underground bases, which they admit, and their Moonraker scenario.
Yes, on public broadcasting, they did a documentary a couple of years ago on the World Wildlife Fund, and one of their arcs is in Louisiana. It's headed by a professor, a woman professor from the local university there in New Orleans, and she is a massive facility, incredible, multi-million dollar facility. She said there are three of them worldwide, and they have already put together in vitro fertilization some of these sperms and ovums from the cryogenics, and they can put them into any animal and bring the creature up to term, regardless of what kind of creature it is. In other words, they could bring, they could grow a dog in the womb of a cat, or even a lion who started off in a domesticated cat, and then transplant it from there to a bigger animal. That's how far ahead they've done, and they've been very, very successful. So they could literally, in the case of disaster, which they can create themselves, do the Genesis Project. The Genesis Project was first mentioned, of course, in predictive programming in the Star Trek movies. So they can reseed the planet and recreate it. Now, this is what they called, by Albert Pike's doctrine, the Luciferian doctrine. The whole idea, remember, of a Luciferian doctrine was that Lucifer wanted to remake everything in the way that he thought it should be made on Earth. And in Freemasonry, they actually say that they're here to perfect that which is left imperfect by the Creator itself. So by destroying all that was, they will bring in the new, and they will perfect it in their own image. This is the true Luciferian doctrine that they talk about in their own writings.
And they make fun of us in movies with Terry Gilliam, like Time Bandits, where the devil, he wants, that's what he really wants. He wants to remake it the way he wants it.
Yes, exactly. And they are doing it. They are doing it. It's not going to happen. They are doing it.
And, of course, all over Europe, they've been up at the North Pole, and in Iceland, they've built giant vaults, big government vaults, and they're openly getting us ready with films that they put out there about the public being mass sterilized, you know, no one being able to have children. Again, they're incrementally getting us ready for this. They're incrementally preparing us with all this predictive programming and all these movies like Children of Men that are coming out to do this.
There is no doubt about that. These science fiction movies and the novels, too, are authorized to be out there from the World Future Society. And when you see who guides and funds the World Future Society, it's the same big players, again, the big names, the big multi-millionaire philanthropic organizations like the Rockefellers. So wherever you find those names, you know this is the agenda. And they fund the authors, just like H.G. Wells was funded to put out propaganda. And they tell them what to include in their stories.
Well, here's a very simple one. It's admitted that G.I. Joe cartoon in the 80s had some Defense Department funding. And the whole thing is about join the military. They, you know, phrase it as all individualistic and an army of one. And then now that's their official slogan today. And they're fighting this evil group. But really, the bad guys are always cooler. So what they were really predictive programming for was to be bad guys.
That is correct. Young men, again, especially, and this is well understood, too, and the FBI have done studies on this. Young men who have no male role figure, and most of them today have no male role figure, single mothers who are even ordering the sperm from different countries. They don't want men. Men are just sperm banks, according to some of them. And the men grow up, they have no role model, but they still crave the masculine role model. They either go for the gang leader and become part of the family. And the gang leader, and one thing about gangs, they will stand up for their members, you see, and that's what young men like. Right or wrong, they'll stand up for you. And the next step, of course, is the military, which is the biggest gang of all. It uses all the gang techniques. And you're brought in there, you belong for the first time in your life. You can wear the black gear. You have a sense of power where before you were nobody. And you're given the armaments, and you can go and kick butt, as they like to say. So this is an engineered system. And unfortunately, they've risen a generation of young men who have had no fathers, most of them. They crave power. Now they're accepted for the first time in their lives, and they will do whatever they are told to do to be part of the team.
Absolutely. And then all these shows making the SWAT teams glorified, and it's so fun as they blow everybody up. And then for someone who's actually conscious, you watch that, and it's so empty and so fake and so pathetic. But for most adults, they really buy into it. They really believe the delusion. And that's why the social engineers say they're not even really alive. And they laugh at the zombies.
They do. The zombies are irreplaceable, as we know. And that's why I tell people, don't start fighting. The greatest thing they've done down through history is to get the poor fighting each other. And it's like Tammany said in New York in the 1800s, the mayor of New York, he said, said, you can always hire half of the poor to fill and kill and fight the other half. We mustn't attack the ones at the bottom. They're goons and they're easily replaceable from the hordes behind them that are up and coming. So we have to go for the ones at the top. And as I say, these are mass serial murderers. We have to, and this is the big part no one wants to go near, we have to make them accountable and they must pay for their crimes.
But they love setting the precedent to not pay, as they openly admit that no transparency, no Congress, Fed chairman, former Fed chairman come out and say, we are above the law, we are keeping the money, and the heads of the banks say we're keeping it for bonuses, and they laugh at the public, but then that's not enough to just throw it in our face. They then must lie and let us know they're lying and have Paulson come out and say there's total transparency and taxpayers are in full control. So stay there. I want to get your take on why they do that psychologically. They will throw it in your face, but then to make it even worse, they then say, but I didn't just say that.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no questions asked, no time limit, money back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
Come, you masters of war. Here that build the big guns.
There's a war on for your mind.
Here that build the
There's a war on for your wallet. And you're physically being bombarded by the military industrial system. Then when you get sick, they suck all the money out of you. The compartmentalized doctors and nurses don't even know what's going on, don't even read their own peer-reviewed journals that admit all of this is happening.
I just don't want you to know I can see through your
They're passing all sorts of laws to arrest you if you're heard using a cuss word. You know, to get more and more people in the system, that's an article up on Infowars.com. Profanity police, they see you not wearing a seatbelt, you go to jail. And it's all about getting you in the system for smaller and smaller reasons. Your child says a cuss word on the playground, they're arrested. Don't finish your homework, the parents are arrested. It's all part of lawlessness by the system, getting everybody else in there. Alan Watt, talking about them flaunting it, why are the private bankers, Paulson comes out yesterday and says, yeah, we're giving money to secret groups, we're not going to tell you. And then they say, yeah, $2 trillion's been spent, we're not going to tell you where it went. And, by the way, that's total transparency. I guess they're just teaching us doublethink.
It is a form of doublethink, but it's also a magical spell, in a sense, a psychological spell, because even the average person will sense that there's nothing but massive corruption at the top. That further disarms you, in a sense. It makes you feel even more powerless to realize that there's such corruption above you, blatant, flagrant, arrogant corruption. This is the same sort of system they use, you see, during monarchies, when monarchies ruled with impunity. And the king's men could just grab you and hang you on the spot for any reason they wished. So it truly psychologically disarms you. It makes you feel as if you're an amoeba floating in the sea with no power whatsoever, with these above-the-law type gangs that run the system. And it does work very well. People are apathetic when they hear this kind of stuff, and they become more apathetic. They feel dejected and useless and helpless. So it is a psychological spell.
Well, that's like the state attorney I had on, where they, in Maryland, said it's the law, you've got to take shots, had thousands of them outside with riot police and dogs barking at crying children. And they didn't tell him it wasn't the law. They lied, and he laughed on air and said, I know, Alex, I don't give my kids the shots, and started laughing.
That is correct. They do not give their children the same shots. And there are shots, of course, that the royalty and so on do get, but no, it's not available to the public. What we are fed are simply debilitating diseases. Yeah.
So what's going to happen in the near term and then the mid and long term? I mean, things are really getting turned up right now. Things are accelerating.
Well, they always wanted this system to be global, standardized. That's the first key to everything. Karl Marx came out with the centralization of government. We find that under the United Nations, we're now under regions. And when you go into the documentation, the reason for the regions, again, is more centralized government over various countries. Now we're going into global society, and they have to finish off those cultures which have not succumbed and gone under and accepted the Western culture. So they'll be blown into existence if they cannot produce a generation with the indoctrination from UNICEF to be the next leaders of those countries, and then they'll be thoroughly westernized when they do. But at the end of the 100 years, as I say, they want their brave new world here one way or another, and they'll have plan A, B, C, and D for every part of it waiting in the wings. These guys will not give up. The evidence is in the longevity of their main members. These characters are still trotting around the globe giving meeting speeches to world bodies on a daily basis in their 80s and 90s. These guys have a religion. They are religious fanatics of the ultimate kind. They truly believe in their quest, and they will keep going. We can't discuss things with them. We cannot compromise with these people.
No, they're going to give us no quarter. Stay there, Alan. Let's continue talking about how they're murdering us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.